town you never heard of.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
Let's go. Podcast for the people, by the people.
Ooh, that was a little spin on it, too. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Do you hear that noise?
A little buzz?
Yeah, what is that? Let's see here. Let's see what I got.
Yeah, there it is. You got it.
It's my mic.
Oh, put it away from your computer. I think
it's my computer, yeah.
Oh, dang, that computer.
Did that do it? Hold on, did that do it?
Yeah.
Yep, it's good.
That's good.
Yeah, all right.
We never hear that buzz.
So what's going on? It's freaking the evening. This is one of our later recordings. We haven't been here this late for a while.
No. This is usually when I would record WTL.
Right. Yep. Are you guys coming in here anymore?
We're gonna he took a new job.
Oh,
and so okay. He's like 4 hours away now.
Oh shoot.
So we're gonna have to reconfigure that show and figure out how to do it like over Zoom or over some type of a streaming platform, I really like being like this. I like being in the studio and being able to play off one another and read each other's faces. It doesn't sound the same. It doesn't look the same.
Yeah.
So we're looking at all sorts of different things.
Okay.
But by football season, we want to have something new to roll out with.
Gotcha.
That's our plan.
Okay. So you're taking a little break.
Yep. And it really slows down. Like the sports betting community really slows down after football.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I'm sore because this man over here decided that we needed a bunch of dirt dumped at our house.
And let you
do
it?
And we're just...
Yeah, no.
Well, he had to take the kid to trap, so we're wheelbarrowing a bunch of dirt in the backyard.
Wow.
I did volunteer, but holy shit. I just think that we should get one of those buggy things that picks it up and
go to Honeyman's Rental or whatever.
And he's like, no. Actually, our neighbor, our literal neighbor has one. He's like, no, we need to work out.
Yep.
Okay.
So
I'm not all against that.
I did probably 40.
Wow.
You think 40?
Did you? I don't know.
I don't know.
Andy.
I believe
I'm going to be so sore tomorrow.
I did.
That too.
I did too.
What do you guys got? And, well, you had,
he's
you had to
do
take him to trap.
Tomorrow.
You had responsibilities.
Right.
You were being a good father.
Yeah.
And
you're just complaining about moving dirt.
Yeah. See what I deal with.
I know it.
Actually, when he brought the truck over and it was like lifting all the dirt falling out, I'm like, what is going on? This cannot be happening.
What are you guys doing to your backyard? I saw that you had a trampoline for sale or something.
Yeah,
that's what's that. She's paying for all those years of having to have that trampoline.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
He has been on my ass. That is not true.
That thing wrecked the corner of the yard. Which everyone who has a trampoline knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. The kids enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was worth it. And he was on me forever to get rid of it. I'm like, no, we'll keep it for the grands one day. Well, somehow.
You got rid of it.
He kept at me long enough, and I finally said, fine.
So what do you need all the dirt for? Just leveling some stuff out?
Yeah, it's okay. Leveling out. Yeah. where that trampoline sat is pretty close to the house because our backyard's not deep at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that dirt never got touched underneath the trampoline because it's been there since the house was new.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all like wrecked. And then everything around it is very sunk because that's where everything was getting walked on.
Yep.
And then just because of general settling around the foundation. So the house needs dirt all the way around the foundation. So
like 40 loads of dirt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I have a video of how much dirt we have. It's insane.
And now
you're keeping receipts.
The worst part actually is trying to regrow grass because it's literally covering all of the grass.
Well,
so it's like starting from scratch.
Well, if you have that trampoline, it's almost better to start from scratch.
Yeah,
because you're always
going
to have that.
Yeah,
you're always going to have that ring or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, what we got going on. It's been
it's the time to
and
do
then
that.
It's going to like start pouring all weekend. So this will be a muddy mess then.
Like extreme storms. They're using the word extreme thunderstorms or like.
I saw online last night that one of those like storm chaser trucks, like those tornado trucks that are all like real low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're all armored and stuff.
Yep.
Is in Bellevue.
I believe it. Like the forecasts are wild.
So we're going to get tornadoes. Great.
Could.
And they're definitely forecasting some potential.
Since we've moved to Beaver Lake, there's been 3 different instances of tornadoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many tornadoes were in Beaver Lake before that.
So weather freaks me out. I'm kind of a a little spaz about that.
We're in tornado country for sure, man. It's bound to happen. Yep. Just how it works.
Yeah.
And we got we're getting ready to do some turkey season. That's coming up next week.
Yep.
Got the blind set up. I can't wait to get into some of that.
You got a couple of really good flocks running around here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I saw a big ones over here.
Yeah. Yep. I just took a picture this right when I was driving up. Oh, whoa. My God, that scared the shit out of me. Who is he? Oh,
was that the door? God.
That was the door. Who do we got?
Oh, my God.
Agent Blue?
What are you doing here? You scared the crap out of me.
What did you... I thought you fell off the face of the planet, man. Pull up a mic.
Yeah, we haven't seen this guy or heard of this guy since, what was that, January?
Yeah, it was, man. Yeah. That was a couple months ago. You were supposed to come back last month. Where you been, man? Turn that mic up. What do you got here? What's been going on with you?
Well, been a little sick, unfortunately.
Sick,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, sick in my van at Hy-Vee.
Dude, I've been to Hy-Vee multiple times. I never see you. I go there all the time.
Just slips in, slips out.
Like that's what I'm saying. Agent Blue.
I gave up on you, man. I was like, dude's gone. He's like a nomad. He must have moved on to a different part of the country, and here you are.
Yeah, you would have thought you could have found him at Hy-Vee since you're there all the time.
That's what I'm saying. It's my store. Like you, and you look, man, you look scraggly still. What's up? You've been taking care of yourself?
I've been trying. Kind of moved away from the alcohol a little bit, lost a little bit of weight. I kind of see the same resemblance.
Yeah, man, we got a Coors Edge here for you. So
it looks delicious.
Yeah, thank you. Have one.
Absolutely.
I mean, I didn't have it here knowing you were coming. I just had an extra. So
yeah.
I'm glad to see that you're into it. That. You know.
Okay. All right.
Well, what are you here for? You just took a chance thinking we might be here, and you came down to the farm. You got to watch yourself, man. This is a protected area. We've got the barn owl.
I was going to say barn owl security.
We got the barn owl on the road. We're watching.
I apparently
wasn't paying attention to my notifications, because when I look here, I see I missed a notification that somebody pulled up.
In his van.
From barn owl.
In my van, yeah, exactly. Not only that, but you got turkeys running around here, all kinds of wild stuff.
We were just talking about that.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Big old Tom, too.
Don't be coming out here and plucking our turkeys because you don't have anything to eat. You got to talk to me first.
Man, those chicken eggs are pretty expensive right now. Yeah, so, and I also saw that you got a coop.
you've been walking around.
He's intercepted the barn owl feed. He's just watching your
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't scope the place out first.
How many times have you been up here that I don't know about? I don't want to know, do it. Dang it.
All right, barn owl, we need some more cameras.
No, I wanted to stop by. You know, to be honest with you, as of recently, if you guys have been paying attention to the news, there's been some big developments within the conspiracy world. More so related around the JFK files being dropped.
I have been hearing a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Is that what you got there with you?
Yeah, I brought some documents like I did last time.
Are these the documents that everybody's been looking for that we were expecting?
Yeah.
Exclusive to Agent Blue?
Yeah, exactly. I was actually at the White House and I walked out with my folder and it said JFK files on it like everybody else's. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to run with this and take a look and
do an exclusive on the Common Folk podcast?
Yeah. If you guys are up and willing for me to...
Man, we appreciate you thinking of us.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's good. It's good to see you, man. You're freaking me out a little bit, but it's all good.
It's only going to freak Morgan out more
so
than anybody.
You did jump out of your seat there.
I was not ready.
And I would say JFK has kind of been one of the holy grails of conspiracy theories for a while now.
Yes.
And during Trump's campaign, him talking about releasing documents, that just like reignited it.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He's said that a lot. And promises made, promises kept.
Right.
And has there been files released?
Yeah. Multiple in the thousands right now. Oddly enough, Andy, to your point, he actually promised that in his first term before Biden took over. But for whatever reason, he couldn't release them. So, and there could be a lot of speculation behind that. But to the to your point, now, I mean, they've already dropped the first few thousand pages of it, and people are kind of going wild and taking a look and, you know, seeing what they can see.
So why do we have? Sorry. Go ahead. Why do we have so many pages? Shouldn't it just be like one police report?
Yeah.
<That's> Whoa.
So. Okay. Maybe not.
No, that's actually a really that's a good question, Morgan. You know, to be honest with you, if we take a step back, right, what would be the best way to hide something? It would be to bury it deep.
Oh, right? Okay. So it's super layered here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, gotcha. You know, there's a lot of information in these first documents that that call out different countries, different entities within the political, America's political realm.
Okay.
Different characters. I would say if you guys haven't, and even to your audience, if they haven't, just for entertainment purposes, to look at the JFK assassination by Oliver Stone. That was done in the mid-90s, kind of mid-90s to a little bit later, but it started with Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of individuals in there, and you know, Oliver Stone took it on, and I thought he did a pretty good job. Now, again, it's Hollywood. Right, so a lot of things could be misinterpreted, just because maybe the government doesn't want a lot of information out, you know, but just enough to keep you captivated and mm-hmm. to come into the theater and to watch the movie and all this type of stuff. So, again, if you guys have the opportunity, the JFK assassination by Oliver Stone is a pretty good film to start with.
Just check it out. I think you know, to Morgan's point, it's almost like, the more you, like, if you can make something like very complicated, like thousands and thousands of pages, that's going to make people run away from it.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I don't absolutely. Have time for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, people are going to be like, that's yeah, exactly I don't right. have time for that shit. Yep. I'm not digging into that. Like, yep. That would be, they want to make it as tough as possible, right?
That's right.
So that, and I'm not saying that that is what they did, but that sure does seem to add up.
Yep.
What do you think, if you were to guess, and this could be for anybody, any of us, what percent of the population do you think believes that there's some kind of conspiracy behind the JFK assassination?
Like, high.
Like you,
99%.
You think it's that much?
Yes. Yeah. Do you think that? Yes.
What do you think, Andy?
I think it's probably closer to 85, 90%, yeah. somewhere okay. in there. It's yeah. really high, but I've been running these polls on YouTube, and there's usually a political, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Crux to it, and you can just really see that no matter what you say or mm-hmm. no matter how you present a question, you're going to get about 10% that were just, no matter what,
you're almost guaranteed.
Oh, really?
They're on the other side, okay. or they're not going to believe this, or they're not going to believe that. It's something, it's small. It's like 7% of the United States believes that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Right, yeah.
That's yeah. like, and you think, well, that's only 7%, but then think of the numbers behind it, that's hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, like, just okay. ignorance or
yeah.
stubbornness, whatever, I think it is probably 10 to 15% are going to say, like, nope, one shooter, that's that.
So I've got a, I think I thought like Morgan, and I've got a group of buddies, we're all in this text thread, I think there's like six of us, whatever. And there was something that we were talking about. I can't remember what it was, but it was some kind of thing the government was, you know, hiding or whatever. And I was like, yeah, kind of like, you know, the JFK assassination. Like, everyone believes, doesn't? Or I said something like, doesn't everyone believe that?
Yeah, there's something up.
Yeah. yeah.
And I was just saying that, like, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my buddies just laughed at me. He was like, conspiracy guy.
Yeah, oh my gosh, like, of course.
Like, yeah, you're just an idiot. Like, mm-hmm. you're so easily fooled. And I'm like, yeah. oh, okay, so I guess there is some people out there that don't believe this, which is weird to me.
I know. Yeah. That I truly believe it's, no matter what the subject is, you at least have 10% or so that are going to hold out
yeah.
or just be on the other side. I don't know. And it's probably not all bad, you know.
Yeah,
I guess, think there's some people, again, that just don't care enough, and they're just going to go with whatever they're told.
I think there definitely is, and my argument to that, because I've had some people say that, is like, it's not necessarily about this exact thing. It's about the action that's being taken. It's about the lengths that have been gone to to make you believe otherwise. Because the reason why that's important is because then you have to go, what else is this being applied to?
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great comment, Ben. And the reason why that happens is, think about this for a second. It's 75 years. It's 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think, if it wasn't for certain other things that are happening currently right now with the Trump administration, there would be, we'd still not get the documents.
Yeah, they wouldn't even be talking about it, right?
So in my mind, unfortunately, yes, they dropped these first couple of thousand pages for the assassination, but I think it's a decoy. I think it's to take people's eye off the ball on other situations that are occurring right now.
Mm. Okay.
And not only that, and I thought about this not too long ago, is, you know, go back. So this happened in 1963?
63,
yeah. Yeah,
so
1963.
I want to say on that real quick, just so we make sure we're accurate. That's 62 years ago.
Oh, excuse me, 62. Yeah. I apologize. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Regardless, I mean, that's 62 years.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Of us not knowing what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Besides what we can actually visually see today, and meaning there's the Zapruder film. So it's an 8mm camera on the day of the assassination. So it's worldwide. You can YouTube it.
Uh-huh.
It's not anything that I'm making up. You can see the assassination take place in slow motion while he's in the vehicle, et cetera, et cetera. So we see all that. We have the visualization of it, and we know that he was assassinated. But then as you dig deeper of why he was there that day and what transpired after that day, then questions start to arise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have a ton. I have a ton. I'm still not sold on what I'm seeing. I think that it goes a lot deeper than what we're being led to believe right now. But any good conspiracy at this moment in time, I think on average, it takes about 6 months. So a conspiracy will be said, and then generally in a 6 month time frame, after all the hoopla and all the gaslighting of you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nut job, et cetera, well, then slowly that information gets dropped out. And people have already forgot about it because it was 6 months ago. And that's part of another issue that we have. You know, we don't retain our history. We just move on. Okay, yeah, this happened. It was big at that time. But now we're 62 years in. And, you know, what's it really done to me at this point in time? And I would make the argument that it's done a lot. Not probably to you directly, but indirectly, I think it's done a ton.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So let's, for those who don't know the details, like, I'm just going to hit a couple high points. And and honestly, you know, myself, I don't think that this is anything that either they didn't teach it in school, or when they did, I wasn't paying attention because I really don't know a lot of the details. So I just read through a couple of things of like the official published stuff. So let me just give you this real quick. The official story of the JFK assassination, as determined by the Warren Commission, states the president... states that President Kennedy was shot and killed by Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone while riding in a presidential motorcade through Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas. This is November 22, 1963. So a couple details here. The incident, he was traveling in an open-top limousine through the plaza as part of a motorcade. While in the motorcade, Kennedy was shot twice, once in the throat, once in the head by Lee Harvey Oswald, who was firing from the Texas School Book Depository. The wounded Texas Governor John Connally, who was also in the limousine, was wounded in the same attack. Kennedy was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Oswald's arrest and death. He was arrested shortly after the shooting and was later killed by Jack Ruby, a Dallas nightclub owner, while he was being transferred from the city jail to a county jail. The Warren Commission, a government commission appointed by President Lyndon B. Johnson, investigated the assassination and concluded Oswald acted alone. And then this says a little something about controversy. Despite the Warren Commission's findings, the assassination remains a subject of controversy and speculation, with many people questioning the official story. So to me, when I read through that, I mean, that is full of all kinds of things that just seem like
crazy.
Oh man,
I know.
So let's go from there. So that's the official account.
Yeah. Okay. So let's take a step back. Let's talk about the shooting. Mm-hmm. So Lee Harvey Oswald.
He was a Marine. He's pretty good.
He was a Marine.
He's pretty good.
This is
pretty
true.
Good shot.
This is true. The documents that have been released now, within the last 2 weeks, says otherwise. Hmm. And yes, yeah. Mm. So
says he was not good in the military.
Not
a good shot.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we, the Marines, aka America, we didn't say that. The USSR did. So there's been a conspiracy that he's been tied to the KGB.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And the documents kind of go through that as well.
Do you have any idea what kind of weapon he used?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Actually, I looked that up specifically today. So it was a bolt action rifle, a Carcano.
Italian.
Yep. Carcano, 6.5 millimeter.
So the Italians were involved too?
The rifle was.
The rifle was.
A mail order rifle.
And the ammo. Now,
so this was a 6.5 millimeter by 52 Carcano. I was just looking up some info. It says an Italian military rimless bottlenecked rifle cartridge developed in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So the rifle itself is actually, from experts, not the best rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they concluded that Oswald got off 3 shots where he was in the span of 8 seconds. Okay? Now, just imagine for just a moment.
So folks who don't understand bolt-action rifles.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Please.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ben.
So bolt-action rifle. So you're to load the gun. This gun, I'm going to try to find a picture of it. It has a magazine. Yeah, it looks like it's got a little magazine that you slide in. You have a lever on the right-hand side of the gun that you lift up. So this is going to be just like your deer hunting rifle.
Okay.
So you lift this lever up, you slide back the bolt. The bullet slides up into the
chamber.
Not quite into the chamber at that point, but it slides into the loading position. You slide that bolt forward, it pushes the bullet into the chamber, and then you bring that arm down to the right and lock it. So it's up, back, forward, down, up, back, forward, down, every time you're shooting. And you use the same hand that you use to pull the trigger.
Yep.
So you're loading with that, and then you go back down, you grab the trigger, shoot, then you go back, grab the bolt, load.
Yep.
So in my opinion, could you pull off 8 shots, or 3 shots in 8 seconds? Seconds?
That'd be tight.
I think...
At a moving target.
So that's what I was about to get to. So I think you could probably get 3 rounds off in 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But to get 3 rounds and to be on target 3 times
but
in 8 seconds.
But he was on target 3 times?
Two of the three.
First shot he missed.
And it went over?
By 65 yards.
Oh.
Second shot went through the throat and hit not only Kennedy, but it also hit the
governor.
The governor.
Yep.
Okay. So then, now mind you, again, okay. And here's the other situation out of all of this is when that vehicle that he was in was going down the street, Oswald was back into the left of the car, the vehicle. So he's back in this tower in the building and this vehicle's going down the street this way. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Away from him.
Quartering
away.
Yeah. Yep. So first shot, bang, goes, I'm assuming, misses.
Yeah.
Misses by 65 yards. Okay. Now, you're going to kill a person, right? So I think I would be nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to chalk that first bullet up to him being nervous.
Mm-hmm. And I also heard that he clipped a tree branch, and that's why it went off so far.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So again, we're going back. Traveling, he's back here. Second shot hits Kennedy through the throat,
mm-hmm.
and then hits the governor in the passenger front seat. Mm-hmm. Okay. Third shot, mind you, back in the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Third shot hits him in quote unquote in the head. But yet, watch the film. when Kennedy gets shot in the head, his head goes up and to the left. Now, if
like
someone
backwards,
backwards, yeah. Exactly. So if someone's shooting from behind, wouldn't you think it would be
your head would
boom,
go forward,
forward, yeah. Down? And that wasn't the case. Go back to the film. He gets shot in the head, and he slumps over. Jackie climbs over him as such, and then they figure out, holy hell, what the hell is going on? And then Jackie bounces to get to the secret agent being mm-hmm. in the car.
And mm-hmm. she starts crawling
and
back.
And she starts, back that's that famous scene, yeah. That famous picture yeah. that is taken, all this type of stuff. Okay, so this is all in the Zapruder mm-hmm. film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch it. Yeah. Watch it close.
Yeah,
what's
no,
also,
I've seen
what's
it.
Also really interesting is that he gets shot in his neck and through his neck, and that he didn't just go down at that point.
Exactly. That's, so you see him grab his chest.
Uh-huh.
When he's shot through the neck, you see him grab his chest, okay? So he's in the vehicle, he's moving, he puts his hand up, and then Jackie notices something wrong, and then as soon as Jackie notices something wrong and leans over, boom.
Yeah.
He goes back and slumps over this way. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, my theory is that there was multiple shooters. Mm-hmm. Has
well,
to be.
Yeah, one
okay?
would think.
Because that third shot, if we are saying Lee Harvey Oswald took that third shot and shot him in the head and he slumps over to the back of the vehicle, mm-hmm. not forward, not mm-hmm. projecting himself forward, then that must be the most magical bullet I have ever seen in my life.
Isn't it yeah. called the magic bullet?
It is called the magic bullet. And I think it's prudent. I think it's the kill shot. The kill shot is the magic bullet. So they're saying that since he was in that tower
yep.
and he took that third shot, that third shot went like this.
Right.
And then he
yeah.
boop,
yeah.
went that way. Now, I'm yeah. not a professional shooter. I have shot guns before. I am familiarized.
I don't know if you should have guns, by the way. Just by
Maybe?
Looking at you.
He's
yeah.
on a list.
Yeah, I'm yeah. on a list. Just, I'm Agent Blue, man. Come
yeah,
on.
That's true. Yeah.
He better carry one.
you know, I have never seen that ever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Below, before in my life. So I don't think a magic bullet exists unless yeah. it's a different technology that we're not aware of.
Well, and even the, there's one bullet that's like, displayed right in some museum, and if I'm not mistaken, it's not mushroomed. It's nothing. It's just a perfect
yep.
bullet.
Yep.
So like that to me is like, well, that then you're lying to us if you're gonna show us that bullet and say that's the bullet that killed him.
Yeah,
that's a lie. And I think everyone should, like what I'm talking about, the 90%
yeah.
90% of people would know that hell? That yeah. that's not the bullet. Like he still got shot, he still died, but that is just stop it with that. That's not the bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the trajectory that they showed the second one, which I don't know, like weird things happen when,
sure.
when a bullet enters like a carcass. Yep. And like if you shoot a deer square right here, you can find the bullet back over here.
Right.
You know, like
mm-hmm.
bounces around.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So I buy that more. But even that bullet path was pretty wild after it went through his neck and through the governor. Like, I don't know. It is weird
yeah.
when you look at that report.
So like what else is release that everyone's talking about? I mean, outside of what we think.
Before he gets to that point, let me ask real quick on the shooting itself.
Okay.
Did I hear something about like the doctors that treated him, and that some of those doctors have come out since and have literally talked on camera about the fact that like, no, everything you're hearing, like that's not
it's
what we saw
false.
When he came into
yeah.
the emergency room.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. I've researched. And I've seen the exact same thing
yeah.
that you're saying. Yeah. So.
It was the initial autopsy was thrown away, right?
Yep. So they had, I think, a couple of doctors. So
yeah, yeah. That's what I think I remember.
Yeah. So what happened was, is when they took his body from the scene and they transported him to the hospital, the doctor on site, on scene, initially looked at the body, all right? He mm-hmm. conducted his autopsy, all this type of stuff. Then he presented it to the government because obviously it's the government and they're coming in with their big guys and the guns and all kinds of stuff. And he's like, yep, I don't want anything to do with this. Here you go, you know, type of thing. And they're like, all right, this isn't going to fly. Let's get in another doctor.
Let's get in the doctor that we hired.
Yes, that's exactly right, Morgan.
So the reason I said that earlier when I was asking about the shots was I thought I remember was some of these doctors that were interviewed were talking about the different type of shots and entrance and exit wounds and stuff like that did not line up with what the official narrative was.
Yeah.
Yep. And I guess that might have been part of what you're talking about where like, no, that shot came from the front, not from the back.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And the shot did come from the front and it came from, if you were to ask me my own opinion, and I'm not going to speak for anybody in this conspiracy world of who was who took the final shot out of the shooters, I would say it went in this order. Lee Harvey Oswald took that first shot. I would probably say he did take that first shot, but he was such a bad shot that he missed by 65 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say that there was a second shooter somewhere else. And I've seen the film multiple times and I was seeing individuals inside of the sewer. So if you're on the street and you look down and some of the sewer or the sidewalks, concrete has the opening of
like
where the
storm
water
drain.
Yeah. The storm drain. Thank mm-hmm. you very much.
We all float down here.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw with my eyes, if this was true, I saw individuals within there standing, looking. Now, that kind of would make sense if I was security, right? Because this is the sitting president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And if that man is going to be anywhere, I would say that I would have security locked down in the last, you know, or in the vicinity at least 3 miles. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just have cops and cops and cops all over the place. Have that place locked down.
Yeah.
So I would say that there was an individual in the storm drain. And then I think the third individual, in my own opinion, was the driver. So the driver, and you can watch the Zapruder film, the driver turns around and literally you can see something shiny in his hand and you can see the combustion from whatever was in his hand to put that final... Now, the speculation at the moment is that it wasn't a gun that was used. And the reason why is because of how JFK's front lobe exploded. So when it was shot or whatever he was hit with, it was a projectile. And the projectile hit his head and it split it open. The theory at the moment is that it wasn't a gun, number one, but number two, it was some type of...
like an air compressor
type of thing? Yeah. And not only that, it was laced. It was laced with some type of poison because they did not want this man alive, no matter what at the cost.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it kind of lines up. You go back to the autopsy and the different reports and the, you know, all that type of stuff. So
Weird.
Yeah.
And there's multiple breakdowns where they slow the film down and show him turn back, look, and it is suspicious, and you do kind of, I think...
You second guess it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a plume. It's like, well, what is it? Maybe he's just looking back, like, what the hell's going on?
So, that, I'm gonna...
Is he in a party that we don't know about?
I think you know about him.
No. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So, he would be part of the Secret Service.
Okay, I see.
And that's another theory in itself, which is wild, because if you look at the film... There is no one around the vehicle. So this vehicle has to be going, what, 5 miles an hour?
Yeah, you would think they'd be walking.
Yes, that is correct.
It.
And that's what they should be doing.
Guarding.
Protocol called for that. But in this particular case, on this particular day, they got Secret Service got the word from the higher-ups and said, no, hey, why don't you guys tell back? Let him do his thing. Let him wave. Let him be exposed. All this type of stuff. And even some of those guys, the guy that was behind the vehicle who was reaching for Jackie when she was trying to get out, he was beside himself on the whole situation.
Well, yeah, he didn't want to get shot.
Well, not only that. so that's the crazy thing is when you're in the Secret Service, that's the one thing that they strive for, right? It's
to get shot
for the president of the United States
to be in
the line of fire,
okay.
As a Secret Service or anything in that manner, right?
Because
you got
the
president.
Oath they take is like, I will take a bullet for the president.
Yep, because that's what the job calls for.
Yeah,
you're his shield, basically.
It's really it's really weird to me that like so many things that you're saying that you're pointing out, we saw happen again.
Very great point.
Not too long ago, and we did a podcast on
And, you know, that guy, he also spoke out against the industrial war complex. Like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know?
And not only that.
Like, some of the, some of the lack of, you
security.
Know.
Security.
Yeah, like I put in air quotes, proper preparation.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lack of security being around. Some particular agents, you know, did exactly what they should have done, but some of them were kind of acting real weird.
Yeah.
Like just all of that, the same kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's a really great call out. Not only that, but during Trump's first term, Chuck Schumer, a Democrat out of New York, I believe, is sitting in a meeting. He was in an interview with Rachel Maddow. And he basically told her, he was like, hey, you mess with the CIA, because Trump was messing with the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, the CIA will take care of him 6 days from Sunday. Look it up. Look it up.
It was kind of weird. There's multiple guys kind of boasting in a weird way about that. I don't know. It's tough to think about.
Yeah.
It's a lot. You know? I get it. That's a lot. But the common theme is the three-letter agency.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a step back, okay? Mm-hmm. We talked about the bullet. Talked about the autopsies, we talked about the doctor, we talked about the secret agent, all that type of stuff. Let's talk about, you mentioned the Warren Commission. So that got put together ASAP, okay? I would advise to take a look at who sat on the Warren Commission at the time. Not only that, but mind you, when JFK was shot that evening, as his body's laying in the hospital, LBJ... Lyndon B. Johnson gets sworn in on Air Force One that very same day. There is a picture of LB Johnson on the airplane getting sworn in, and he is looking over his right shoulder to an individual in the corner. I don't know who this individual is, but this individual has the biggest grin on his face, and LBJ is just kind of like, we did it, you know, type of thing, like smugged. Type of situation. Now, the conspiracy theory is that LBJ was tied to this. LBJ is also tied to the CIA. People that were on the Warren Commission got put into prestigious, I think Gerald Ford might have been on the Warren Commission. And eventually, if you know Gerald Ford, he eventually became president. So there's two individuals, and I got a quote here. Just give me 1 second.
A lot of files came out. A lot of documents.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Lots to look through there.
So two individuals. It was Lyndon B. Johnson and Richard Nixon, which you guys probably are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Nixon is sitting and having some drinks, and he's talking to a reporter. In fact, the reporter's name is Roger Stone. Roger Stone gets him a little liquored up. He gets a little talkative. Roger Stone asks him, hey, what's your theory on the JFK assassination? He goes, well, I'll tell you this. I wanted the presidency, and Lyndon B. Johnson wanted the presidency, but I wasn't willing to kill for it.
Ooh.
Hmm. He said that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So then, again, that all transpired. And then, if you go back to, again, where the assassination was taking place, it was taking place in Texas, Dallas. Mm-hmm. Well, Lyndon B. Johnson was heavily involved with individuals in the oil industry in Texas. And there was a lot of oil money that was going to back him when he was going to run for presidency at some point. Well, he didn't have to run. He just had to slip right in after the JFK was assassinated.
How long was JFK in office before he got assassinated?
He didn't have very many fans in Texas either. Mm-mm. Like that was kind of a tough spot.
But was he in like a few months, or are we talking like a year? And everyone was like, we got to get this guy out.
Ben, would you be able to look that up? I want to say it's.
I guess my.
I think I want to say maybe he was in office for a year, maybe two tops.
Okay. He was there for a while because he did the Cuba, the Bay of Pigs and that crap.
Oh, there's that gets all tied into this as well, because the Bay of Pigs and all in Cuba, that has CIA written all over it. Not only that, Oswald was down in Mexico and in Cuba.
Cuba?
Yeah, yeah, Cuba.
Oh, man, I want to go to Cuba. That'd be cool.
Oh, it'd be beautiful. Always wanted to do that.
Yeah, kind of pulled the plug. Didn't do it. Didn't go through with what they wanted in Cuba.
Right, yeah.
So he started serving as president in 61.
Okay, so he was shot in 62?
63.
Oh, 63. Okay. All right, so 2 years.
So 2 years.
2 years, mm-hmm.
So 2 years enough where they were like, no, get this fucker out. We got to, you know, make a plan. Mm-hmm.
So he, and
we
he
gotta
was.
Get somebody in there.
Into Andy's point where he said, like, he wasn't real well liked in Texas. He was a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Texas is obviously always has been heavily red.
Mm-hmm. And when we say Democrat, he's not the Democrat that is a Democrat
today. It's changed, yeah.
Yeah, so JFK now, if he was alive, basically look at him as Trump. Because Trump is not actually a Republican. A lot of people don't, they're probably not going to agree with me on this, but unfortunately it's true because Trump's voting card, he was Democrat for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he even said in an interview, he was like, hey, if I'm going to run for president, I would switch over teams and this is what I would do. And he did it and he won.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean the dude's intelligent,
and he's far more progressive than a lot of Democrats as far as like gay marriage and things like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's not a conservative president.
It's so wild. There's, I mean, we're talking about these conspiracies and things, and it. There's an old video of him going on Whoopi Goldberg, not Whoopi Goldberg. So I was thinking of The View, Oprah back in the day, and the crowd was just cheering for him.
Oh, yeah,
she jumps out of her seat, runs over and hugs him, and how you doing, Donald? Yeah. Oh, here's a great man, Donald. And they're just laughing, having a great time. And she goes, "I hope you run for president. I would vote for you." And like it was just rah rah, all this stuff. And then she was one of the first ones before he was even elected, just talking mad shit about the guy.
Right.
It's like where. How, like, he did not change his views.
No.
Like, say what you want about the guy. He might spend a little more time in the tanning bed than he used to or the spray, whatever, you know. But that's where you're talking
about. Fake.
That's where you're.
Yeah.
But that's just it. Your best attack is on his looks. You can't attack his medal or how his stance. He's kept that pretty consistent.
Yeah.
So absolutely. To the point of, like, the parties. So JFK, obviously, you know, was. Democrat, and as you said, a lot of that's changed, and his family always has been.
Yep.
And now today we have who had run for president, but now is involved in the administration.
Yeah.
RFK Jr. So RFK is JFK's nephew.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think he's the first one of the family to have broken away from the Democratic Party, from what I understand.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even say that he broke away from the Democratic Party, because think of what position he's in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't even have to be a Republican or a Democrat to be where he's at, right? So he can still have his political views. And you know what? To be honest with you, if I was president, I would actually want in my administration
a mix. Sure, yeah.
That's right.
It'd be smart, yeah.
So, oh my God, you'd want the best person for the position?
Right.
Holy shit. Okay, we better get this guy out of here.
Yeah, I knew he was bad.
Yeah. So,
So, that's interesting for sure. The particular topic you were just talking about, do you have any more on that? Otherwise, I've got a question about something else.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and ask your question?
So, when we get to, and maybe this is too early, tell me if this is too early, the individual that killed Oswald.
What?
Okay, so.
Oh, in the stuff that you were reading. Sorry, I'm trying to remember.
Let me go back to it.
Why don't you give Morgan some background on this?
Let me go back to it real quick. I don't have background, but I'll just go back to what this says.
Well,
then you get into it.
No, that's fine.
So, Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested.
Yes.
And then, let's see, where
they
is that
moved
here? Okay,
him
so
or something,
short,
you said.
Shortly after the shooting, he was killed by Jack Ruby, who is titled as a Dallas nightclub owner. And this was while Oswald was being transferred from a city jail to a county jail. So, you know, I just read that and I go, okay.
That's the movie.
I have no idea what's going on, but I know that something's going on there.
Does it give a time frame of when it happened? Because it all happened
within, all it says was shortly after.
Yeah. Oh. Shortly after, meaning within 24 hours, like 48 hours. Yeah, swear to God. Mm.
It was that quick. It was a big crowd. I mean, it was like OJ. Yeah. Like, there's cameras everywhere, people everywhere, you know, and this guy just kind of broke loose with a handgun and ran through all the security and shot the guy.
Yeah. Now, think about that. When was the... I got a little history question for you guys. When was the last assassination? Presidential assassination.
Oh, no clue.
You're going to be like, oh, why didn't I think about it? Because it's pretty famous.
Well,
Andy?
Well,
I would bet Andy knows more than any of us.
You almost look like you're
going to
spit it out.
it
was in a theater.
Okay. No, I don't know. I don't want to say it wrong. Who?
Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln.
Wait.
I thought that's what you're going to say, but that was a long time ago.
That was before JFK.
So the question was, when was the last sitting president assassinated?
Okay.
And the last sitting president before JFK was Lincoln.
Oh, you mean before JFK?
Yeah,
I got you. Okay.
Sorry.
No, sorry.
Maybe
I missed one? Because I was going to say the last one was JFK, but I didn't want to sound stupid.
And my point being is... there's not a lot of assassinations
it doesn't happen
in our country, right?
Yep.
And if what did Lincoln do? You know, he unionized and he brought us together. Like, he stopped slavery. That's a pretty big thing. You would think it piss off a lot of people. So someone, Williams Booth,
Booth.
Yeah, which that's a whole other conspiracy in itself. But regardless, that's the name that we got and the character that we know of. He took it upon himself and went into the theater and shot Lincoln in the back of the head while he was watching his theater.
Oh, shit. Listen to this. So I just looked this guy up and it says, he killed him within 2 days of the arrest.
Mm-hmm. 48 hours.
It was on live TV.
Yep.
And it says he was convicted and sentenced to death. This was overturned on an appeal. So all this was happening in 63. Yeah, 63, November 63. He was granted a new trial, but he fell ill, was diagnosed with cancer, and died of a pulmonary embolism within about 3 years.
Okay.
So they never even went to trial or anything.
Yeah.
He died.
Yep. And go back to the papers that have been dropped now, right? So it was, what, 62 years, Ben? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
It's been
62
years.
Yeah.
Think about how old all the individuals involved at that time were. Would they still be alive today? And my thought was, number one, no. And part of the reason why they are releasing this now is that you can't hold anybody accountable.
Sure, yeah.
No one in the CIA who is still in the CIA at that time... we can't point the finger at them, hold congressional hearings, and do this hoopla for the public.
Yeah.
And point the finger at the bad guy. All those guys are dead.
Mm-hmm.
But they got their families and all those stories that they were fed forever. You know what I mean? They protected. Really. They might have been part of it. I don't know. Just saying.
So then this is what... And we can take this conversation in a few other ways. But I would like to make this point. After the assassination of JFK, he was firmly against of going into Vietnam. Okay? So this is about that time frame. Mm-hmm. He was firmly against it. There was speculation that he was involved in Vietnam to a certain extent, but he was working behind the scenes with Vietnam to resolve those issues. So he did not want to go to war. That was made perfectly clear. Part of the reason why he was assassinated, or look at the events that took place after he was assassinated. LBJ. LBJ steps in, and I kid you not, not a year later, we're in Vietnam. We have the Gulf of War on Tonka. So that was a red false flag event to push us into a war. So, we have individuals now. We're taking a step back for just a moment. We're in real time, current state, and we're having individuals go on podcasts, and they're all telling certain, you know, their theories and all this type of stuff and their feelings. And it's baffling because they don't think it's relevant. Like, they don't, even though the papers are drawn, we finally got the papers, you know, and to be honest with you, the papers haven't really said much just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's more going to be dropped. So we're going to get more information here later. But it's going to take a while before we actually know what actually transpired and why it transpired. But regardless, after the fact, it wasn't just one man that died. Now we've gone into a war after he died. Mm-hmm. Now thousands of men, and not only our men, but Vietnam's men and everybody else who got brought into this war died.
Yeah.
And this is where it frustrates me and it hurts me because, and I want to make this perfectly clear to the audience, I love my military. I have the utmost respect for my military. They do a job that very rarely I don't think I could do. You know, just being the individual that I am. And I'm very grateful and I pray for them. So I just wanted to make that perfectly clear. But a lot of individuals, a lot of innocent individuals lost their lives because of these events.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are in the political seats driving this whole thing are the ones that are sitting back and they're making money. They're making money by industrial complex, the contracts, the military contracts, the stocks, everything. Like, it blows my mind at the expense of our kids, our moms and our dads.
Yeah, you know, so old men wage wars, young men fight them.
God, man. So does it, if what I'm hearing, what you're saying is that, what are the chances that this war and this attack and whatever, this plan was, you know, being pre-planned, was already in motion.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people involved behind the scenes. There was a lot of plans put together.
Yeah.
We're going to need this company to do this. We're going to need this company to do this. We're going to need supplies from over here. These people are going to need, you know, all these kinds of things, right?
Boeing already has the contract written up.
Right.
What the fuck? Yeah. One guy in the way.
Yeah. So they're putting all this stuff together, and then JFK comes along, and he's like, no
we ain't going to war,
man. Yeah. We ain't doing this, guys. This is stupid.
And
then there's so many of those people involved, and so much power involved, and so much money that they're like, he's got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, and there's, once again, there's so many parallels between what's happening, you know, now, or what happened in Pennsylvania and what happened there. And I mean, it's like Chuck Schumer said, me and my buddy Chuck Schumer, you talk shit about the CIA and the industrial war complex, look out. They'll put you in a, you know, put you in a motorcade in Dallas, see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's, I feel like, and this is everything, you know, and that's why I like talking to you, Agent Blue.
Thank you.
Wherever there's enough smoke, there's a little fire.
So
you know, Jesus Christ, there's just a lot of smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Know, there's a lot of smoke here. And there's so many crazy paper trails and you know, people making big, big, weird amounts of money, you know, and it's easy to draw those conclusions. And then when things are classified and they're not released, well, now you really are letting people go crazy, because we're going to come up with conspiracy theories that shouldn't have got out there, shouldn't have been hatched, shouldn't have made the rounds. But I think that also goes back to a point you made earlier. It adds to the confusion. It adds to the 2,000 pages and the 4,000 pages that are going to come out next. Yeah. And, you know, it kind of helps cover the truth when you throw a little bit of truth in there.
It's like one of those things where, like, the bad apple spoils the bunch. Mm-hmm. Like, when you've got something that's legit going on, but then you've got one person that takes it too far, one person that takes advantage of it, or whatever, makes the whole thing bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's almost like what that is that there's some legitimate concerns, some legitimate theories here, and then you've got some people that go way too far with it, and then people can use that as an example to go, look, you're all crazy. Look what this person is saying.
And there you go.
You know?
And then you can also go, you can flip that around to the other side, and you can say, yeah, and I can agree with it. Like, God damn it, communism is wrong. You're holding these people back. You're holding your own people back. You know, we should try and help. We should try and help North Vietnam. We shouldn't go in there and flatten the fucking place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's how a good lie is told. You got to slip a little bit of that truth in there. Yeah. You got to give me something I can agree with. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they do a fantastic job.
Yeah. I want to know where these files have been held this whole time. Why didn't someone just burn them up? Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, it. Like, where are all these?
Like, why does it still exist?
Files that are about, you know, aliens and all these things that we don't want to release to the public, so everyone's going to freak out. Where are they at? Some little lockbox underground somewhere?
That's a great question. I would, if I was a betting man, it would be somewhere in Langley, right? That's where the CIA is held.
Okay,
so we got Langley, and then we got the Pentagon.
So we have them, but it's like, you know, on paper. It's not going to be in some computer system, because this was years ago, right?
Right. Like, so that's a great point, Morgan.
I'm just wondering.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, right? And I'll just paint this picture for you. So you're right. 62 years ago, there wasn't a computer.
Yeah, right.
It was all handwritten.
Okay.
I mean, reports.
Yeah. Like, or like a typewriter agents. Thing.
Yeah,
or,
exactly. Yeah. Yep. It started out handwriting, and then it went to typewriter, mm-hmm. all that type of stuff. And then it was just put in a, let's just say, a black box and put somewhere deep that people couldn't get to it for a while.
But yeah, why didn't they? I just don't get it.
Why didn't they just get rid of it?
Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. Well,
So
that's valuable information. If you want to go back to, like, hey, we need to kill this guy. What did we do back then? Like, you kind of want that. You want that knowledge.
No, I think it's good that it's there. But like, I mean, shit, if I was gonna go do that.
But
like,
the bad guys need it too. If they want to pull it off again, I think it's a great reference.
Oh,
you know, that's
so
what I'm
saying.
Think
it was like a playbook, like, so for the next guy after.
Right. Oh, what things didn't work, cross reference it. Where
right.
That second shooter, that dumbass, he was seen, you know, whatever.
Well, not only that.
Okay.
But if the conspiracy has already started, and we, the public, go to the government and say, we want to see the documents, and they go, well, we had this fire back in 64, mm-hmm. and it burned everything. Oh, that's pretty ironic.
So they say,
yeah. So there's no more records? We don't know what actually happened? We don't know who was involved? We don't know who all the agents were? We didn't know, you know, the doctors, and we didn't know the policemen that arrested Oswald. I mean, I would want to know everything, because I'm a nerd like that. Like, if we're really going to dig into this, I want to know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the government makes it even more obvious, and they just say, well, I'm sorry, but we had a plane fly into the building.
Oh, I was waiting for that.
It ruined this whole area of this building here, and all those documents and everything are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're gone. Exactly.
Don't look at the security camera, because that might confuse you a little bit, but a plane hit this building.
Yeah. Yeah. Where the financial records were sitting that we were needing for that audit.
Yeah.
You know, all the receipts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You still owe your taxes, but we don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right.
that's still safe.
It's crazy.
Man.
So you had some other ones, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's kind of turn the light. You know, we were kind of seriously talking about some things. So I have 11 separate conspiracies all tied to JFK.
And these are all basically saying what, like,
yeah,
they're saying, here's what was behind the assassination.
I think this could take another 2 hours if we hit all 11.
Well, he can just hit the titles.
Because I may not know what these are.
We'll ask a couple questions.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. All right. So starting at number 11. The U.S. military-industrial complex did it. Number 10, it was just an accident.
Oh, God.
Number 9, the Umbrella Man did it.
What's that?
That must have been somebody walking in one of the scenes or something.
Do you want me to read it real quick?
Go ahead.
It's just a small paragraph.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Umbrella Man. Okay. Some pin JFK's murder on, quote-unquote, Umbrella Man. A man standing under a black umbrella on November 22nd, 1963, by all accounts, on a sunny day. It must have been a signal, if not a murder weapon, right? The theory is so popular, Oliver Stone fingered him in JFK, and he appears in the Umbrella Academy. So Umbrella Academy is a Netflix TV series. If you guys don't know what that is.
And that's about this assassination.
Really?
Yeah, the Umbrella Academy is a Netflix series. It's like a relatively new series.
And it's particularly about the assassination? Or?
Not just a reference of the Umbrella Man.
Gotcha, okay.
Unfortunately, the Umbrella Man, name Louis Stephen Witt, said it was a protest at the appeasement policies of Joseph P. Kennedy when he was an ambassador to the court of St. James in reference to the British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, umbrella and appeasement of Hitler and the Nazis, you know, type of thing. So basically, it was just a man sitting there with an umbrella.
Yep. I mean, I use my umbrella when it's sunny. It doesn't have to be raining. Come the fuck on.
I thought you were going to say he was like the Penguin, right? Doesn't his
Yes. And there's like,
that's what I thought too. That would be a great weapon. I mean, if I'm an agent man and I'm seeing a man with an umbrella, I'm not thinking that's
just
a rifle.
Rolling it around like the old Penguin used to do.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Number 8, the Coca-Cola conspiracy. Number 7, Woody Harrelson, the movie, the actor from White Man Can't Jump, Zombieland.
Such a good movie.
Hunger Games. I was going to say Hunger Games. his dad was involved. Number 6, Better Call Saul theory. Number 5, the Black Dog Man theory. Number 4, Oswald's Mexican trip is linked to this death. Number 3, the CIA was involved. Number 2, the Illuminati are to blame.
Ooh.
And number 1, aliens from outer space.
Oh my gosh, come on. Which ones do you want to which one do you want to know more about?
I'm curious about one. What's
me
the,
too
what's the Coca-Cola deal?
Oh, not that one. Okay, go ahead.
We can go that sounds more like the RFK Jr.
All right, Coca-Cola theory. Okay, so shooter Lee Harvey Oswald was a Dr. Pepper fan. And we know that as fact, because even Oswald's favorite beverage is part of why this is so intriguing. In The Conspiracy of One, which is a book that was written in 1990 by author John Moore, sets out a theory that Oswald acted alone because after the assassination, Oswald was seen in the Texas school book depository drinking Coca-Cola instead of his beloved Dr. Pepper. Moore believes there can only be one realistic explanation of this. Oswald must have shot the president and chose the wrong soft drink from the vending machine because he was nervous.
Oh, fuck. That is so far-fetched if I've ever heard
that. So the theory is that he definitely did it. And the proof that he did it is because he was so nervous he hit the wrong button on the vending machine when he was getting his soda.
That's about as good as the alien one.
Yeah, a whole book out of that.
Yeah.
Wow. So which one are you?
I want to know about Woody's dad.
Let's see that one.
If we're talking celebrities, these guys are intertwined with these political people. This one's probably going to be more realistic.
Okay, so. Charles Harrelson, he was born in Texas. Okay, this is the father of
Woody.
And apparently, I don't know if you guys, that's the one of the biggest themes.
Woody's dad was the grassy knoll guy.
So, the man on the grassy knoll claims Let me read through this. The man on the grassy knoll claims Harrelson Sr. was one of two gunmen, and that he was later arrested dressed as a tramp in Dealey Plaza.
Did he too get fingered by Oliver Stone? I mean, that was just hilarious.
I know.
There's so much fingering going on.
Nobody wants to go through these files.
Dallas police eventually named three other men as the tramps. In 1968, Harrelson Sr. was convicted of murdering a businessman in a contract hit in South Texas. However, his father was tied to the mob in some way or another.
Okay. I'm so distracted.
Oh, that one got you good.
I'm kind of curious because I really like the series too. Better Call Saul.
Yeah, and that's a great series.
First off, that launched in 2015. How does that get us back to 1963?
Yeah. Okay. So there was a police officer, Hugh McDonald, blames the Soviets for contracting Saul, a rogue CIA agent and assassin, to kill JFK. Hmm. Apparently, McDonald freelanced for the CIA and met Saul at the agency's HQ. He later tracked down Saul to obtain a confession, but not as it appears, an arrest warrant. Apparently, this cop was trying to go after him. Saul apparently shot JFK from a building across the street from Oswald's perch in the Texas School Book Depository, excuse me. If true, then Saul's conspired with Oswald. I mean, that is a valid question. If this was true, or did two men just happen to assassinate the president at the same time? Hmm. So it sounds like Saul was a double agent.
Yeah, double agent.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, so I don't know. Do we believe any of those?
What I believe is that something ain't right.
No.
Well, state the obvious.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ben, was there one that you were
No. I was interested in the Coke one.
The Coke one. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So I'll just, if you're okay, do we have time, then I can just read the one that...
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Which one you like, yeah.
So the most plausible one that I think...
Aliens? Obvious. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it was the CIA. So number three, the CIA was involved. So when America's most trusted broadcaster, Walter Cronkite, announced JFK's death to the world, it shocked everyone. Everyone remembered that they were going, what they were doing at that moment, and I don't, maybe you guys do too, just off a hot second, but like 9/11,
mm-hmm.
I know exactly where I was, and mm-hmm. I knew mm-hmm. what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that kind of rings true. I apologize. Let me get back to where I was. Everyone remembering what they were doing at the moment, but what exactly was the CIA doing? Dave Perry, a former insurance claims adjuster who has been digging through the JFK assassination records since 1976, pointed out that the CIA may have had Oswald on the payroll. Now, that rings true. So I've seen that. I've seen the theory. I've heard the theory. I've kind of read through it.
Uh-huh.
And the documents are actually showing, the documents that have been released currently are showing that he was an asset of the CIA in some way or another. On the payroll or overheard Oswald plotting with the Soviets at their Russian embassy in Mexico. Okay, so that goes back to the Mexican trip. Because mm-hmm. obviously, there could be different embassies on mm-hmm. different yep. locations. But is there any proof of that? He was struggling with that, obviously, because of the paper trails and the closed doors, and then obviously individuals who he tries to contact either end up dead or...
Could you straighten something out for me?
Okay.
We've always had this hard-on for Russia. Russia's bad.
Some crazy stuff going on in the studio today. Yeah.
Well, just the United States always is just... Why would Russia want would want JFK dead? Why would... the biggest thing in the balance is we want to go to war. I would think Russia does not want us to go to war. So how and why is Russia tied into this so much so?
So the only thing I can think of at the moment, and I haven't really pulled on that thread, but if I recall, what was it called? The Cold War
mm-hmm.
Was transpiring.
Directly following
World
War II.
Yep. So, and then that actually, I mean, that didn't even end until, what was it, Reagan? When Reagan was bring down that wall. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I kind of speculate that there were still some things going on behind the scenes. I apologize, Andy. I haven't pulled on that thread. But to your point, it not only was the Soviets named in this, but obviously Cuba.
Yeah.
Okay. But Israel. Like the Israeli government. Mm-hmm. you know, now a lot of people are talking about this, but before these documents that just got dropped, there was a request put in with the administration, current sitting administration, if I'm not mistaken, saying, let's redact Israel out of these documents. About maybe three or four, I'll just put it in a week's time frame. A top influencer goes by the name of Ben Shapiro, comes out with this video, and basically, I was bewildered what he was saying. I mean, he was basically trying to poo-poo on the whole, yeah, the documents dropped, but really, do I care about what happened in 1962? You know, I'm living in 2025.
Is it even relevant? He talks really fast.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, this guy. I used to follow this guy pretty rigorously. Like, he was hardcore when I, you know, 10 years ago. He was, you know, this little guy coming on the scene, and you know, he was going against all these bigger voices and stuff to that nature. But what he was saying was true. Like, he was coming from a conservative standpoint of view. And it captivated me. And then over time, it slowly started to depreciate.
Well, they burst onto the scene, him and his boss, who's also stepped down. Like, the Daily Wire.
That's a controversy there.
Yeah, the Daily Wire has some shit going on. But to your point, I'd listen to Ben a lot too, and I still do, because they appeared to be the voice of truth.
Right.
You know, and they're saying things that others won't, and you know it's right. You know it's right.
Right.
It's easy. I also felt like a lot of that stuff was easy to agree with.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're conservative. Yeah. He's up there talking basically down to a man in a dress. Like, you know, he's going to win that argument.
Right.
And he's a brilliant man.
Yeah.
But just the low fruit with some of the other opinions and journalists that were on the Daily Wire that they've let go.
Yeah.
It's like
Candace Owens. Yeah, that's a big one.
Even Brett.
Yeah, Brett Cooper.
Yeah, Brett Cooper. Yep. Even Brett's like, just let her do her dumb little podcast.
Oddly enough, they look exactly like each other.
Isn't that weird?
It is creepy.
Yeah, that is weird.
It is so creepy.
But it showed that if you're not going to toe the line, and if you're going to question something like Israel, you're fucking out of here.
Yes, sir.
Like, we'll tell the truth. We'll talk down to this. We'll beat the shit out of these Democrats, but don't
fucking,
you know?
Yep.
Even the tunnel stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
That's wild.
Ben just shut that down and said, leave those Jews alone underneath that building. Who cares about those tunnels? I don't know.
and that's where I started losing respect.
Yeah, like, because I thought you were out there, like, laying it all on the line.
Right.
But nah.
And it's wrong. What transpired, what he's referencing to, it was all wrong. It was evil. And here he is sitting on this platform and telling us, don't mind that. Don't look at this. This is what you should be focusing on.
Why would they even talk about
that?
So you think he's like, he's influenced in a different way.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely, I'm starting to believe that he's a shield for the Jewish state.
It is kind of weird. Like, he is just the spokesman of all Jews.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's kind of walked into that just because he is so clean cut, well spoken, big platform, you know, but they tried to make this big network, and they did. The Daily Wire is quite a success story.
Yeah.
But you started seeing when, like, Candace Owens started questioning certain things, and they're just like, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah. And they're going back after her
now, too. Yeah, well, she's got her own platform. She's saying what she wants.
Yep. And she's doing well.
Yeah.
What I kind of want to, I don't know if we're ending this.
I was about to put a fork in it. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, well, what I would like them to do is come out kind of like the game of Clue. Like, Colonel Mustard died in the ballroom got killed with the candlestick. Like, let's do bullet points. Then we don't need thousands of papers. Okay.
Yep.
Like, I can follow that.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be smart?
Yeah.
Like, let's play it, would be smart.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Let's just.
The reason it's not going to happen is because
but it's wishful thinking, but right?
If it was the actual truth, it would be so far-reaching, right? Yeah, that it, and for people to say that, oh, that was in the 60s. Why do we care about that? Yeah. It's just like I said at the beginning of the podcast. We care about it because it has implications on things that are going on today, on things that continue to go on.
And
how do we know that 9/11 and the Iraq War and all these current wars that are happening are not transpired from the JFK assassination?
Right. Exactly. So
well, it's an interesting topic, man. It's an interesting topic. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at you. I can tell, like, you know, because you live in your van and all the things, that you
probably needs protein.
Yeah, that you're probably hungry.
Protein deficient.
I want you to try this. Try okay. this. What I got right here. So what I'm handing Agent Blue is a Sandhills Slims meat stick.
Heck yeah!
So if you listen to the podcast, you heard the episode with them last week. That we interviewed Josh.
Josh is a man's
and
man.
And now we're talking about meat sticks.
Interesting, yeah. Josh, no, I need you to open that up and try it because we're going to talk about it.
Yep.
So Josh with Hague Angus Ranch, he's the originator of the brand. Him and a couple of other guys are kind of running the thing now.
It's so good.
Yeah, we had Adam connect in.
Yeah, Adam's our good buddy. He hooked us up with that interview. Adam's involved in the brand. But Sandhill Slims. So these boys are, this is Nebraska-raised grass-fed beef. That they are obviously turning into meat sticks that are like super clean, like minimal ingredients.
You can read them.
What he doesn't even brand his cattle. He doesn't even put them through that stress. Yeah, I even thought that was wild.
That was interesting. You know, yeah. What do you think? Have you ever had one of those?
I have not, but my family, my wife, she has ventured into something like this, uh-huh. but it's store bought. So
does she live in the van with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you had a wife. Interesting.
Yeah, they weren't there that day, but yeah, I got a wife and three kids.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's next level.
It's a big van.
Yeah.
We'll get into that another time.
That's an Astro van. You guys remember the Astro van?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love those.
Yeah. Okay. So back to the beef stick here.
Yeah.
Initially, nice taste. I don't think there's any gamey.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all, to be honest with you.
Like, the flavor is really clean. Like, there's not much to it.
Maybe just a scotch. I thought I caught a scotch of just a little bit of pepper or meat or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all that's in there is just peppers and different
and
types.
And garlic. Of, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Onion. The cayenne. I almost said Kanye. I want to kick my butt on
he
that one.
He is not in the Sandhill Slims.
So, this is actually really good.
One of the things I told these guys is like all the stuff they used when they make that is like stuff that's in my spice cabinet. I mean, that's like if I'm going to sit there and season some beef, like that would be what I would use on it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad you like it. We want to point folks to them because they're starting up. They're trying to get this thing off the ground. So
yep.
Sandhill Slims. So SANDHILLSLIMS.com. That's where you can go and buy them. You can have them shipped directly to you. They're starting to get into some gas stations and things like that in Nebraska and in the Midwest. Yep, but right now you go online, you buy that. You can get a discount if you use the code COMMONFOLK at checkout. So you'll get 10% off.
And I think the most unique thing about this, because you're starting to see more and more healthy snacks, healthy meat snacks, this is full circle. So you are eating a cow or a steer off of his ranch that lived its entire life in the sand hills of western Nebraska. Like a lot of people say things and they package things or they market things. Like that's good marketing, but usually that's just a story they want you to believe.
Yeah.
You know? That's the real deal. Like that's where I was most impressed how he actually figured it out to make it full circle.
It's not like one of those things where like, okay, 40% of the meat in that stick is from there, so we can say it's from there.
No, it's 100%. 100% right there. So
Very cool. Pretty cool thing those guys are doing. So again, check them out, show them some love. SandhillSlims.com and use code COMMONFOLK at checkout, get 10% off. And then the last thing I have, this is we're starting to get into planting season that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give Midland a shout out. Folks are always looking for communication devices in farm equipment, tractors, base stations, your semi trucks, whatever it is you're using out there on the farm.
Your handhelds that work with that. And those handhelds save lives. If you got to get in the grain bin and your old man or whatever has to, you know, run a cart or it doesn't hurt to have one of those damn things on your side.
All times of year, these are useful. They've got a bunch of bundles, and you actually get 15% off of Midland stuff with our code, and our code is FARMFOCUSED, all one word, FARMFOCUSED, and that's going to be Midland Radio's. So their website is MidlandUSA.com, so go check those out.
All right.
You probably got some radios in your van, don't you?
Yeah, I got Midland's.
I thought you did.
Yeah.
No code.
Babe, turn it down to 22.
Dirty old van.
Yeah.
Free conspiracies, it says on the side. That thing is weird.
Kind of gives it away.
All right, that's all I got. You guys got anything else?
No, we
thanks
covered
for coming.
A lot.
Thanks
yeah.
for coming,
Peace.
Blue. We need to. We need to do this again. So don't get lost this time.
All right.
We'll see you guys.